When the tail comes off a salamander, the salamander grows back a new tail. And at 12, we were amazed with this little morsel of knowledge. And we wanted to catch a salamander so we could pull off its tail and see for ourselves. And I find it amazing and wonderful and frightening and disturbing that our quest for knowledge is greater than our compassion. I can feel your presence across the room. A movement, a stir. Your long shadow stretching across the walls. An occasional glance. I'll take whatever I can take.
I don't like to watch movies. Since when did America decide that people need to escape so desperately? Yes, switch off the brain for a few hours because work is such a bitch, trying endlessly to find an infinite number of ways to make it look like you're actually working when actually you're screwing off. So you need to unwind with pictures and sound, but not actual interaction or, dare I say, activity. Unwind with pictures and sound of an overly muscular leading man decorated with ammo belts blowing away a faceless enemy, because we all want to actually kill, don't we? And this is just our way to live out our sick little fantasies. So we watch this leading man decorated with ammo belts blowing away a faceless enemy, punctuating a scene with a less than witty one-liner. Oh, sorry. Was I ranting?
Too much light makes a baby go blind. And too much light makes the moth rush into the flame. And die in a final glorious blaze of glory. And I have seen the light. What is my choice? Run into flame, to burst quickly, to die young? Or to slowly slip away, to die slowly, day by day? To let people in darkness pull me in, inch by inch. Until the light kills me.
Husband beaten wife. In a panic. The cops showed up. She shot an officer. Wanted to be left alone. The cop wore a bulletproof vest. But the bullet hit his arm. Ricocheted off a bone. Right into his heart. And killed him dead.